So you're back here again. I thought we had a good talk last time. I thought the extra lesson, along with the extra credit, had finally gotten through to you. But it seems that isn't the case. Here, come here. Come sit next to me. Yes, good. Now, look here. I want to go over this spreadsheet of your grades. You see here? You performed exceptionally well in the test following the extra credit. I was very impressed. And then you did even better on the next test. 95. I was quite pleased, and honestly, I thought you were just well on your way to thoroughly understanding the material. But right here, this next test, this is where your grades begin to falter. Did you not study? You did. And so then, did you find the material difficult? And if so, why did you not come to me? What do you mean there was no point? No. Well, of course I didn't call you in for more extra credit. Not after the first time. I mean, surely you saw your grades. They were fantastic. There was no need for extra credit. What? Well, yes, of course. I was very proud of you. I told you as much. Hmm? Then why did I stop meeting with you? Well, because my greatest desire is to see you succeed, and look how well you did. You weren't just scraping by. No, you were passing with flying colors. So there was no need for further extracurricular activities. If a student understands, then the teacher has done her job properly. You see? What? No. Of course I don't see you as a job. My job is to teach, but each student is very important to me. You are important to me. Very important indeed. Hmm? You don't feel very important. Because we stopped meeting? I see. All right. I think I understand what's going on here. So, you poured your all into studying in order to impress me, hoping for more attention. But it ended up backfiring with me giving you even less attention, as I believed you to be well off enough to no longer need my help. Then, to rectify this, you gave up and deliberately tanked your test results in hopes of catching my attention. Is that about right? All right, I thought so. Well, you've gotten my attention, my dear. So tell me, what do you intend to do with it? Oh, is this all you have to give me? This shocked, doe-eyed expression of yours? You put your grades and your future at risk for this grand plan, and yet, when push comes to shove, this is your big scheme? Well, As your teacher, it's my duty to educate you, right? So, let me give you a little lesson about push and shove. Here, lift up your skirt and bend over my desk here. Yes, of course I'm serious. Does this tone strike you as humored? Then lift up your skirt and bend over. Ah, there you go. Now, don't move and don't look behind you. Oh, now look at this. This isn't a pair of panties, is it? There's barely enough fabric here to cover anything at all. Tell me, did you wear these for me? Were you hoping for something? Oh, what a dirty slut you are. Oh, come on now. Don't flinch. You wanted my attention, and now you have it. So I'll ask you again. What are you going to do with it? Oh, you want me to touch you? There. Satisfied? No. Then be specific with your words. What do you want? Oh. Oh, there's a bit of honesty there. You want me to touch your pussy, So, I guess you also want me to make you come. Oh, don't whimper. It can't hurt that bad. You would have never made it in the school I went to as a child. They wouldn't even let you come to class if you acted up. And here you are, asking not only to come to class, but in it as well. Oh, what a naughty student I have. Oh, I want to make something very, very clear. Only good girls come. Oh my, look how red these cheeks are getting. Oh, and so warm too. Oh, and look at this. Your panties leave so much exposed, and oh, I can see that this slit is slick with lust. Oh, and so very hungry too. Oh, it must be filled. Lucky for you, I am open to fulfilling my students' needs. Now stay put. Yes, I've brought this with me today because, well, much like yourself, I had plans for our meeting today as well. I did promise that I would pound these lessons into you if needed, did I not? Oh, look at these cute cheeks tremble in anticipation. Oh, I do hope you're ready to learn to take something, oh, rather thick. Oh, don't worry. I would never inflict on a student what I have not tested on myself. Yes, this toy is quite big, but oh, this part of you is quite hungry, isn't it? Oh, yes. It's just begging to be filled. Oh, come now. Don't bother trying to deny it. Your body is betraying you. Come on. Be honest. be a good girl. Tell me that you want it. Oh, come now. You've come too far to be acting shy now. You've seen the students in my class, so you know I have no tolerance for brats. But, oh, you. Yes, you will be my good girl, won't you? Ah! Oh, yes. Oh, yes, you will. Oh. Oh, well, that was a very satisfying moan. Oh. Oh, you're quite lewd, aren't you? Oh. Oh, yes. Such a good girl, though. Oh, yeah. Stay just like that, bent over the desk with your legs spread. Oh, as I fill this pussy full. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm sure this lesson will stay with you, won't it? I thought you would be satisfied. Satisfied with your own achievements. But now that I know that you crave my approval as well. Well, what sort of teacher would I be if I didn't do everything in my power to make sure my lesson stuck? Huh? Oh, yes, you are my responsibility. Oh, your mind is mine to mold, and your body is mine to manipulate. Oh, yeah. Oh, turn over. Up on the desk with you. Yes, that's it. Oh, this hot little body of yours. Oh, I must admit. Oh, it really does something to me. Oh, it's been so hard not to call you in for detention. Oh, but today, I just couldn't help myself. The way you squirm under me like this. It looks like you couldn't hold back either. Yes. Fucking isn't enough, is it? No, this part of you. This part of you needs to be touched. And caressed, doesn't it? Yes. Such a naughty student I have. But such a very good girl. Look. Your thighs are beginning to shake. My God, you're beautiful. Forgive me. Even I can forget myself sometimes. This look of bliss you have. As I run my thumb over your clit. As I fuck you with my favorite strap-on. Yes, I could almost come myself. Yes, give in to the pleasure. You've promised to do your best, so let's give it our all. Yes, that's it. I know you're close to that edge now. You want to do as you are instructed. You want to be a good girl, don't you? Yes, you are teacher's favorite pet. The prettiest and most clever of pets. Fuck. I suppose this means that I own you. Doesn't it? Yes, pets are owned after all. Oh, and as your teacher, oh, I control your future. Oh, and now your pleasure too. Ah, oh, yes. Oh, so give in to me. Let me bring you to that edge. Oh, your pleasure. Oh, it will please me. So let yourself go. Oh, yes, that's it. Yes. Oh, you're going to be a good girl from here on out, aren't you? Yes, I want to hear you say it. Say that you'll be my good pet. Yes. Oh, yes, that's a good girl. A very good girl. I'm very proud of you. Oh, and you deserve a reward. Oh, fuck. Yes. Yes, I want you to come for me, pets. Come. Yes. I know you're there. Come on. Yes. Oh, just a bit further. Yes. Yes. No. Oh, yes. Tremble for me. Oh, my God, your scent is intoxicating. My pet, come. Come. Yes. 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 Oh, good girl. Oh, very good girl. Yes, I'm. Oh, I am very proud of you. You did very well. From here on out, I will expect the very best from you. And in return, you will be teacher's favorite pet and reap all of the delights that such a role offers.